And I know I've belabored this point, but if you've been around here long enough, you know we're not one to stop belaboring a point. We don't exist to just make a point and then move on. Episode 1233 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode, best of ish edition. Today's quick tip: moving on after a bad run. All right, y'all, real quick before we head back to 2016, breathe a little life back into an old episode. Today's episode is brought to you, not really brought to you by anything, because it's not a paid sponsor, just a reminder of something that I offer, that I do, that's free. You know, we got to love the offerings that are free, right? The free training plan giveaway. I give one away each and every month, somewhere right around the beginning of each month. Sometimes it's the first of the month, sometimes it's the second or the third. It kind of depends on how the days fall. But at the beginning of each month, I pick one winner via the random number generator from all the people that have entered the giveaway, and you get a free 16-week training program. And this is not just let the record show, although if you've been listening long enough, A, you've heard this before, and B, it should come as no surprise. This is not some one-size-fits-all plan. This is not some, you know, blanket plan that, you won, here's your plan. It's the same plan for everybody. No. This is a completely customized plan. There's no framework. There's nothing that I'm just, you know, copying and pasting and then sticking your name on top of it. Nope. It is a completely customized plan created specifically for you, whether it's building to a race, whether it's just kind of 16 weeks of kind of maybe working back into training after taking some time off, dealing with an injury, whatever it is, you know, whatever you need 16 weeks of help with, I'm here for you. And to get your name in the giveaway, to get your number selected and hoping that the random number generator will pick you, all you need to do is head over to dizruns.com/giveaway. You can also enter from the homepage right there at dizruns.com. Either place will get your name in the hat, your number in the hopper. And then, like I said, at the beginning of each month, I pick a number, bada boom, bada bam, congratulations, winner, chicken dinner. You may have the chance to work with me for free on my dime for 16 weeks. And again, completely customized, no shortcuts taken here. It's literally the same process that I would go through if you paid me. You just don't have to pay me. So get yourself entered if you haven't done so already, dizruns.com/giveaway, or right there on the homepage, dizruns.com. So today, like I said earlier, we're going back into the archives a little bit with these best of-ish episodes like we do about every month. We dig back into the archive, something that's maybe fallen out of your podcast app, something that, you know, if you're new around here, you probably haven't heard this episode, because this particular episode is almost 8 years old. It came out in July of 2016. That's episode 283 for those keeping track at home. And I think this is an episode worth revisiting. But again, just the house cleaning, what we do around here with these best of-ish episodes is we basically take the blog post, copy and paste it, and let's be honest, the blog post back in 2016, not my finest work, but, you know, we just copy and paste it, throw it up into a new post, but then this audio, completely re-recorded, obviously, at least in this case, hitting a lot of the same highlights. I don't think that a lot of my opinion has changed. Hopefully this is one of those episodes, one of those topics that, quite frankly, you don't need. Hopefully it doesn't apply to you, but if I may be so bold, it's one of those topics that applies to all of us at some point, some of us fairly regularly, and it's the idea of having a bad run. Now, I'm not talking about race day specifically, although there's certainly a lot of overlap here when you have a race that doesn't, when you don't hit your performance metrics on a race day, or you just have one of those race days that's you know, just goes against you. A lot of overlap there, but here we're just talking about a training run, whether it's a workout, whether it's a long run that just turns into a slog for who knows why. Maybe it's just your standard easy run, your standard 2, 3, 4, 5 miles that you do during the week, that for some reason today or whenever, there was nothing easy about it. Right? It sucked. Right? Let's not mince words. Although I guess we could get more descriptive than saying that it sucked. But again, the point is, and if you haven't had one of those runs yet, I'm going to go out on a limb that's probably a pretty safe limb and say you haven't been running very long. And if you have been running very long, congratulations, buy yourself a lottery ticket, because eventually it's you're going to have a bad run. We all do. I can't, as I'm recording this, I can't necessarily think of a run in the last week or two that has just been a complete and utter train wreck. But there's been a lot of runs that weren't great in the last couple weeks. For me, typically, I think they come into the long runs in large part because mentally I'm just not the biggest fan of the long run. And so I kind of have a self-defeatist attitude. But it doesn't have to be a long run. You know, I've had speed workouts that have gone poorly where I just couldn't get locked in, right? I couldn't dig the effort. I couldn't create the effort. I couldn't maintain the effort. Whether it's a tempo run, I'm trying to hold the pace for a while, whether it's something more high intensity, you know, shorter durations, intervals, things like that, where I just can't get locked in. And you know, by the time it's all said and done, you're like, well, that was a freaking waste of time, right? Because I didn't really get after it, right? At best, I maybe half-assed it. Maybe it was a quarter ass, you know? And you know, why half-ass when you can whole ass, right? Like, when we're doing a hard workout, we want to whole ass it. We want to get after it. And sometimes, maybe more often than not, I feel like I do a pretty good job of getting after it. Maybe you do as well. Hopefully you do as well. But again, for sometimes, whether it's poor sleep, something we didn't eat well last night, dehydrated, maybe it's just a weather related issue. Maybe, you know, as we're starting to head a little closer to summer, at least, you know, here in the South and places further south than Georgia, it's summer's been here. You know, that can have an impact on things, right? Heat, humidity, you know, not a whole lot of fun. Not a whole lot of fun. And if you're, you know, you're still somewhere up north where it's not hot and humid yet, you just wait. Just wait. It'll roll around here eventually. But that can cause your run to have, you have a bad day. Sometimes there's nothing that you can point at. But again, and I know I've belabored this point, but if you've been around here long enough, you know, we're not one to stop belaboring a point. We don't exist to just make a point and then move on, right? We got to make a point, remake a point, remake a point, and, you know, for good measure, probably come back to it two or three more times. Everybody's going to have a bad run. If we keep running long enough, we're going to have multiple bad runs. But the key, and what I'm hoping that we can get through today in the next, and I don't think this is going to be that long of an episode, although I've said that before and then, you know, 20 minutes later. But the key is to hopefully not have one run turn into a second bad run, turn into a third bad run. Pretty soon it's been a crappy week. Pretty soon it's been a crappy month. Pretty soon you're like, forget it. Why am I even doing this? Right? We don't want to have that happen. And I've seen it happen before. I've experienced, maybe not, I'm never going to run again, but like, I've experienced like, God, this just sucks. And you know, when it sucks every day, pretty much for weeks and months, you know, sometimes you got to step back a little bit, take a little bit of a break. And so how do we try to move on? How do we try to I don't want to deal with is quite the right way of saying it, but process, right? Work through, move forward when you have one of those days. And again, it could be a race day, but talking more about in training, maybe it's your peak long run and you're like, gosh, like, I don't, you know, can I do this marathon when my 20 miler was a disaster? Cause hopefully it doesn't happen like that, but we've had folks that have happened like that. So how do you work past that? Well, clearly it's easier said than done. Some of us B minus folks really do let it, you know, slip off our back like you know, water off a duck's back pretty easily. Some of you more type A people struggle a little bit harder, right? And that's clearly not a pejorative. You know, we love all our different types around here. But you know as well as I do, if you're type A, like it's a harder pill to swallow when you have a bad run, especially if it's like a key workout, something like that. So how do you try to move past it? How do you work through it? How do you move on and get back on track? Well, I think one thing that's maybe the most obvious, but it works. It can work. It can be effective. Is to get back on the horse, right? If you have a bad run, depending on what your schedule looks like, and this gets into the next one a little bit, but like get back out there and get another run in. Now, and that's why this is more specific to a regular run, quote unquote, than a race, because you know you have a bad race, and depending on the race distance and what your situation is, you might not have a good opportunity to try that race again for, I don't know, months, depending on if it's a marathon or if it's some type of something that you really built up for, traveled to, whatever. It might be hard to get back on that horse, but you have a crappy long run. I mean, you probably have a chance next week, right? If you have a crappy Tuesday, maybe you can try to have a better Wednesday. But you know, nothing in my experience, maybe in my expert opinion, few things get a bad taste. I'm not going to say nothing. Few things get a bad taste out of your mouth. Like, you know, Get a bad taste out of your mouth quicker than putting something tasty in your mouth, right? Like if you have a bad run, let's try another run and hopefully it'll be better. And again, especially when it's a one-off type of situation, why the heck did that run go so sideways? If you can get back out there the next day or two, or at least, you know, if it's a long run, maybe it won't happen till next week. You know, hopefully you have a better run and then all of a sudden it's a lot easier to move on, right? Because, you stop being Henny Penny. You stop thinking the sky is falling. You just go, oh, all right. Well, clearly I didn't forget how to run, right? Clearly I haven't lost all of my fitness in the last 16 hours somehow. I'm okay. So get back on the horse when you have a bad run, which sometimes ties into the second little suggestion here. Change up the schedule. Now, again, in certain situations, this is much easier than it is in other situations, right? Like if you run, so let's just go hypothetical here, kind of tying into the example we already gave. Let's say you run, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. You run three times a week, and you have a really bad run on Tuesday. Again, for whatever reason, just didn't feel right, stomach wasn't agreeing with you, whatever the reason. Well, there's nothing wrong with just saying, all right, well, we're going to try it again Thursday. There's also potentially, more than likely, nothing wrong with saying, forget it, I'm running tomorrow, right? I normally Wednesday's an off day. Screw that. We're running on Wednesday, getting back on that horse, changing up the schedule. Let's rock and roll. Let's do this again. Now, if it's a speed workout, maybe you don't want to do, you know, I didn't quite execute my repeats on Tuesday. I'm going to try them again on Wednesday. Nah, that's probably not the best idea. But maybe you try to repeat that workout the following week, right? If you normally do quarter mile repeats, and then the next week you just kind of keep everything nice and easy, or maybe you mix in some strides, or you do a different type of workout, maybe you do a tempo workout, whatever. Maybe that next week you're like, no, I'm doubling down on those quarter miles. I'm going to execute this workout this time. And as long as we're not doing that overboard long term too often, and again, it's going to what qualifies as too often is going to be different from person to person. But you know, you throw that down, you change up the schedule for the next week to give yourself a chance to really crush that workout, you're going to probably be fine. Assuming you got a decent base there, you're going to be fine. You know, again, maybe you look at your long run and you know, you can't really get to it until next week, but maybe next week was supposed to be a cutback week. And again, as long as you're not building towards some major thing, like you probably have some ability, or, you know, jump on a consult call. We can talk through this thing. But you maybe change up the schedule and go, all right, you know, I tried 16. It was a shit show. Instead of doing 12 this week, that was my cutback, we're going to do 16 again. But just change up the schedule to give yourself a chance at redemption, right? But not only at redemption, but of getting that confidence back of going, all right, yeah, I had the bad run, but you know, I just repeated that same workout, that same effort. It went so much better. Good to go. Another option to help you move on and work through, write about it. Now, I'm not the biggest journal guy, both in terms of running journal and just in terms of journaling in general, but I do know plenty of folks that really, you know, just they kind of can get their thoughts out, kind of work through some things, what went right, what went wrong, what are my frustrations, what am I feeling, what am I worried about, et cetera, et cetera. And if you find writing to be, you know, cathartic, do it. Even if you don't, if it's really chewing at you, if the fact that you had a bad run is really just stuck in your craw, you might find that as a one-off, just writing about it, kind of using that as a chance to vent a little bit. You know, it could be digital, it could be, you know, pen and paper, whatever works for you, but journaling about that run, why did it go so wrong? You might find that maybe it didn't go as bad as you thought it did. But you also might just find that just kind of writing about it, venting about it, maybe having that little bit of distance between the run itself and when you sit down to journal on it helps you, again, to just process, to recognize, to remember that, yeah, okay, you know, I'm not the first runner that's ever had a bad run, right? I'm not going to be the last runner that's ever had a bad run. You know, and I don't mean that to sound like I'm dismissive of it because it sucks. But it helps you frame it a little bit differently. Sometimes writing can help you frame it a little bit differently, and then you can move forward, right? All right, put it behind me. Let's rock and roll. Another thing that can help you move forward, and this is maybe one of the things that I try to do the most often, and certainly as a coach, sometimes I'm you know, this is what I maybe default to a little bit more, is what can we learn from? Sometimes, you know, as like we already said, sometimes it's really hard to identify maybe what could have caused the run to go sideways. But sometimes it's pretty obvious, right? You know, sometimes you go, oh, you know, I was out too late. I didn't sleep. I had, you know, whatever food the night before that in hindsight probably wasn't the best option. But you're able to learn something and go, all right, well, when I can get away with Taco Tuesday before a normal Wednesday run, but I can't get away with, you know, taco bar margarita Saturday before a long run on Sunday. Right. So you kind of are able to learn something and able to assess and go, all right, well, X didn't set me up for success for Y. So maybe I can, you know, not make that same mistake again. And again, it could be, maybe you learned that, you know, doing a bunch of, you know, plyo jumps, you know, maxing out your deadlift or maxing out your squats, the day before a speed workout, maybe not the best idea. Maybe that works for you. I don't know. I mean, maybe some of you are more bionic than I am. I'll tell you what, those types of things wouldn't work for me. And, you know, I don't want to say that I learned those lessons the hard way, but I kind of sort of learned those lessons the hard way, right? There's a reason that Tuesday is a heavier leg workout day for me. Wednesday is an off day. And Thursday, if I do any leg workout, it's pretty darn light. It's because I used to go pretty heavy on legs on Thursday. And then by the time Saturday rolled around for my long run, not fun. Just dead legs, just heavy legs from all the strengthening I was doing. So learned that lesson over the course of a month or two of really poor long runs. You know, twisted that, you know, switched that up a little bit. Oh, all of a sudden the long runs were going better. So if you can learn something from your runs that don't go well, it doesn't take the sting away, but hopefully it reduces the likelihood of poor runs in the future. Last but not least on the list, accept it and move on. And again, maybe that sounds dismissive. I don't mean it to, but you know, it doesn't matter who you are, right? It doesn't matter if you're me, if you're you, if you're Kipchoge, if you're Des Linden, you know, the elites, guess what? They have bad days. Now, obviously that scales, right? Just like their fast and our fast are probably not the same thing. Their easy and our easy, probably not the same thing. Their bad day might be a PR day for you or me, right? Like it just might. Like, let's not pretend like it doesn't. But everybody's going to have a bad day. Everybody's going to have a run where, you know, things just don't, you just can't execute. You can't execute the workout. You mentally, you're not in it, and you kind of just throw in the towel early and just end up throwing in the, you know, giving up on the run before you get to where you wanted to get to. And the worst thing you can do is to keep beating yourself up for it, right? Which is easy to do. Lord knows how many times have I told the story of you know, my 145.04 half marathon and how I beat myself up for stopping at one point to pour water over my head. Because if I would have just kept running and poured water over my head, I would have been 144.59. Contrary to what you may be thinking right now, I have accepted it and moved on. But I beat myself up over that for relatively long time, probably for 4 or 5 months. Like, not like really beat myself up about it, but every time I thought about it, I was like, gosh, stupid. Why didn't I just keep running when I poured the water over my head? All right. Eventually I accepted it. Like, it is what it is, right? And that day, it wasn't even like I was a bad day, but it was, you know, one little faulty mistake on an otherwise really good race that I kept just, you know, maybe you have one of those things that maybe you're kind of like me sometimes, where you're pretty good at giving grace to other folks, not so good at giving grace to yourself. Well, give a bit of grace if you can. Try to, at least. Be intentional about giving yourself some grace, accepting that you had a bad run, and then look forward. You know, try to put it in the rear of your mirror. Try to even put it beyond the rear of your mirror. Try to put it so far back that you can't even see it when you look back, you know? And then just, you know, look towards what's the next run? What's the next thing on my training schedule? Maybe you're adjusting the schedule to get back out there quicker, but how can we just move forward? Move forward from this ASAP, stop beating myself up about it, because at the end of the day, it's going to be okay, right? And I know I've said this again a few times, but it bears repeating that if you're listening to this, you're going to have a bad running day at some point in the future. Hopefully not, but maybe you're in the middle of a bad run right now. If you are, or when you do have one of those days, I may not be right there with you literally right now, but I'm going to have bad days, right? I'm going to have a run that doesn't go well, a workout that I don't execute. I wish there was a way to avoid it. I wish there was a way to guarantee it wouldn't happen. But there's not. There's not. It's the human condition. And unless you're an AI robot listening to this, that means you're a human, right? Unless you're an AI robot, you're going to have bad days. Your human frailties, your human condition is going to catch up to you once in a while. And when it does, again, it's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to be upset. But try not to turn one bad run into two bad runs. If you need a day off, take a day off. If you need to get right back on the horse, get right back on the horse. But, you know, especially when you're in a training cycle, when you're a buildup for a race and you have a bad day in there, it's easy to think, oh God, now my race is going to be screwed. No, it's not. No, it's not. The total is greater than the sum of its parts when it comes to training cycle, when it comes to just building fitness. Yes, every run is important, but no run is do or die, okay? And the bad run that you have, even if it feels like it's a key workout, it's figure-outable. I promise you. So there you go. Next time you have a bad run, get back on the horse as quickly as you can. Maybe change up the schedule a little bit. Write about it. That can help. Learn something from it for sure. And at the end of the day, try to accept it, acknowledge that it happened, but then move forward. Move forward, and you'll be just fine. You'll be just fine. So there we go. Again, hopefully not something that's useful, or hopefully not something that's necessary, but at some point, going to be useful, some point, going to happen, that you're going to have a bad run. When you do, hopefully you don't let it get you down and turn one bad run into two, into three, into a week, into a month. So let me know. Let me know how you deal with a bad run when you have one. If you've had one, how do you work through it? How do you move forward? How do you make peace with it? At Diz Runs on all the social medias, DizRuns@gmail.com if you want to shoot me an email. And then if you want to head back to the show notes for today, which again, more or less copy-pasted the blog post from back in July 2016, but DizRuns.com/1233. A couple of memes I don't really use very often anymore, but they're in this post. Check them out. And also that comment section is down there at the bottom of the page. Feel free to add in your thoughts, add in your two cents, add in how you work through a bad run in that comment section. And look forward to hearing from you as a result of dealing with a bad run. Because again, wish we didn't have to deal with it, but we're all going to have to deal with it. Anyway, with that, we'll go ahead and wrap this one up. Don't forget to enter the giveaway if you haven't done so already. DizRuns.com/giveaway or right there at the homepage, DizRuns.com. Either way, gets your name in the hat. And if you get it in there before the first of the next month, you'll be eligible for the drawing for that next month. If you get it in there on the first or the second of the next month, well, then you're going to have to wait all the way until the next month. I think if you follow that logic there. Moral of the story, get it in now, then you're already set. You don't have to re-enter, none of that nonsense. Enter once, good to go. DizRuns.com/giveaway. And with that, we'll go ahead and wrap this one up, y'all. Thanks for the time. Thanks for the attention. Thanks for taking me with you today on what was hopefully not a bad run. And until next time, y'all, be well. Take good care. Thanks again for listening. And we'll talk soon, all right? See ya.